This is KASU Jonesboro. I'm Jonathan Reeves. This is Making a Difference, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live. Since 1990, the Arkansas Single Parent Scholarship Fund has been giving low-income single parents an opportunity to go to college. Originally started in two northwest Arkansas counties, the program has spread statewide and has given over 31,000 scholarships to recipients, totaling over $17 million in scholarships. A recent report showed that recipients of the scholarship have an 82% retention and graduation rate and a 70% employment rate. 32% of those who completed their undergraduate degree were working on graduate school work. Executive Director of the Arkansas Single Parent Scholarship Fund, Ruth Ann Hill.
The thousands of students we've seen graduate. I can tell you stories of professional people, of doctors, of PhD college professors, of public school teachers, all of these people at one point dreaming that they maybe ever would get to finish college, actually not only finishing college, but now working in these professions that are making our community stronger. They're making life better for all of the people around them and giving into the world that way, all because when they needed a little help, we were there with single-parent scholarship to help them succeed.
According to Hill, the scholarship provides help and hope for those who dreamed about going to college but have faced numerous obstacles in their lives.
A large percentage of our students have grown up in poverty. There's, in some counties, a large incidence of physical abuse, of neglect, of sexual abuse. Just try to think of surmounting those hurdles and then add to that that you're working maybe two or three part-time jobs or a full-time job and again at night trying to raise several kids and be a good parent. I mean, these people are stretched so thin, it's not at all hard to empathize with their situation and not hard to realize how distant a dream a college education or a professional certificate might be. So these people have overcome enormous hurdles.
Those who are deemed as eligible for receiving a scholarship must be a single parent living in Arkansas who are considered economically disadvantaged and have custodial care of one or more children. Other guidelines vary from county to county. The Arkansas Single Parent Scholarship Program is in every county in Arkansas, and the state of Arkansas is broken into four regions, with regional chairs overseeing the programs in each quadrant of the state. Kim Dollins is a field representative for the Northeast region of Arkansas. Dollins tells how many scholarships have been given out in Northeast Arkansas.
I have been fortunate and blessed to work for Arkansas Single Parent for the last 11 years, going on my 12th year now. And annually, I can tell you that on the average, just in my 15 Northeast counties that I assist, on the average, we give out around 300 to 350 scholarships valued just under $200,000.
According to Executive Director Ruth Ann Hill, volunteers administer the local scholarship programs, recruit applicants, and select recipients. They raise awareness of the program and also help in the fundraising for the program. Hill says the money awarded through the program comes from contributions made by local businesses, civic clubs, churches, family foundations, and individuals. Hill says donations are the biggest need to ensure the program can continue.
Well, of course, fundraising is always paramount, because the money that the local communities raise, the local boards in each county, or the money that donors give us really almost completely goes totally through us to the students. So more money is always the trick, isn't it? It's raising more money as college fees go up, as expenses go up. The cost of books alone, I had a student start school this semester, her books alone were over $900. So, over 22 years, all of these costs surrounding an education have skyrocketed, and it's always a challenge for us to just keep up and keep enough funds in and keep supporting an increasing number of students, because we have a large single-parent population in Arkansas.
Tony Thomas is assistant county judge in Craighead County and is chairman of the Craighead County Single Parent Scholarship Fund. Thomas tells how the single parent scholarship funds are used by parents to help them in class.
Most scholarships awards are sent directly to the school, and the school will take out their expenses before a check is cut to the parent. With our scholarship, we provide funding directly to the student, and things that we have been reported to us as far as how the funding is being used. I mean, you're talking about one of the major expenses, which is vehicle expenses, you know, tires for a vehicle, fuel for vehicles getting back and forth to various classes and various activities on campus. We're also talking about one of our huge expenses, which is daycare, child care. A lot of parents use the funding that's provided to pay for child care for the children. But also, just regular household expenses such as rent, supplies, and different things like that are taken care of through the use of this scholarship.
One recipient of the Arkansas Single Parent Scholarship Fund is Amanda Saliba. After living in Memphis for 20 years, Saliba is now living in Jonesboro with her two children and is a junior at Arkansas State University. The 35-year-old Saliba is a junior working on her degree in communication disorders and is working full-time while attending school full-time. She tells her story.
Well, I am a single mom of two amazing kids, Miranda and Landon Saliba. And I've lived in Memphis for the last 20 years of my life, and I was married for 12. Of those 12 years, I didn't realize how difficult it could be for someone like myself. I married right out of high school. And so my only job was being a mom. And, of course, there is not a great need for domestic engineers out there. And so after several jobs, not getting very far ahead and not being able to provide for my children, I just decided I would do something that I've always wanted to do, and that's get an education from a university. And so Arkansas State was my first choice.
And Saliba proudly talks about her children. Both students in the Nettleton School District, 14-year-old Miranda Saliba is a freshman at Nettleton Junior High and is in choir. 13-year-old son Landon is in eighth grade at Nettleton Junior High School and is also in choir and plays baseball. Saliba says Landon helped her get through college algebra. According to Saliba, going back to school is setting an example for her children, as she expects both of her kids also to go to college.
My children know that I haven't given them a lot of rules growing up, but one of the rules that I have made, as mandated, is that they will go to college. And it's so funny because the other day Miranda was telling me something, and she said, "You know, Mom, you always told us that there's only one major rule we have to follow, and that's going to college. But, Mom, that's not even an option. We want to do that after watching you." And she said, "College seems cool." And so, right, exactly. They really have learned a lot with Mom going back to school as a non-traditional student.
And Saliba tells how her life might have been different if the scholarship fund would have not been available.
I know right now that if I had stayed in the work field making minimum wage, I would still be the same age that I am today, the same person that I am today, but I would still be making minimum wage. You don't change. And I look back, and I can't believe how fast these 3 years have gone. And I'm a junior now. And, you know, I keep thinking to myself, wow, if I didn't start school, I would still be 35 years old today. I would still have two amazing kids, but I'd still be making $7.25 an hour. Here's the difference. In just a year, I'm going to be graduating with something that I'm going to be so proud of and making my dreams come true. So never let anything stop you. Realize that education is the best for you and your children, and it sets a great example for your children, because we know they're looking up to us, and they're watching everything that we do.
Chair of the Craighead County Single Parent Scholarship Fund, Tony Thomas, says the parents who use the money are putting the funds back in the economy which has a positive impact.
When we put this hands in, put this, these funds into the hands of these mothers and fathers are not in positions where they're going to bank it for a future date. They're going to roll that into our economic engine today, and that has some tremendous impacts on sustaining the economic progress that we've seen here in the county.
More information on the Arkansas Single Parent Scholarship Fund is at www.aspsf.org or by calling the Craighead County office at 972-2310. This is Making a Difference on KASU, stories featuring organizations in our listening area that are making our communities a better place to live.